You are listening to The Morning Devotion, a local program on WYAW 93.5 FM Pooler, Savannah. We are reading from the daily devotional titled Authentic, written by Sean Boonstra and published by Pacific Press. Each reading is meant to be a moment of reflection, a brief peek at one small facet of the stunning picture of Jesus provided to us through the three angels' messages. Our prayer for you is that you will find yourself drawn ever nearer to the one who stepped down from glory to be closer to you. Good morning, Fern here, and thank you for joining us for today's devotion. Our reflection for the month of March is, I renounce the world and its sinful ways and have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, believing that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven my sins and given me a new heart. Today's verse is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The title for today's devotion is, Rewriting the Bible. But first, a song.
Your tender mercies like a river with no end. It overwhelms me. Covers my sin each time I come into your presence. I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me. Your love is still a mystery each day. I fall on my Your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me. Wider, it's stronger,
It was a cold night in Northern Europe. I had finished preaching, and just outside the door to the auditorium, a young woman was waiting to talk to me. She could barely start speaking before the tears welled up in her eyes, and her voice cracked. "I get what you've been saying in there," she said, gesturing toward the stage where I had been speaking for several days, "and it sounds so wonderful, but I don't think it's for me." I asked her why not. "You don't know what I've done," she said in a hoarse whisper, not daring to make eye contact. "That's true," I responded. "I don't, but God does, and I can tell you right now that if you feel remorse for it, if it bothers you this much, that it's indication that the Spirit of God is trying to bring you home. Otherwise, you wouldn't even care. I promise, you're being called by God, and He will forgive you. He's not just teasing you. This is for real." She could not accept it. I opened my Bible and handed it to her, pointing to a verse. "Read this for me," I said, out loud. She read the words, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." She was quiet for a moment and then looked up at me. "Here," I said, handing her a pen from my coat pocket. "I want you to take this pen and write something in my Bible, right behind that verse." She hesitatingly took the pen. "I want you to write the word accept at the end of that verse, and then write in whatever it is that you've done." She handed the pen back in horror. "I can't do that," she said. "I can't change what the Bible says." "You might as well," I said, "because you're already changing what God says by the way you refuse to believe that He means you." She blinked and then smiled. She got it. She was finally free. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. There are no exceptions in the verse. If you confess your sin, He is willing to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And now, a song.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. Son of God hanging on a hill, hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, "Crucify!" Could have come from these lips of mine. Dirty shame was killing me. It would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I read the red letters, and the ground began to shake. Like lightning hit my veins, my dead heart began to beat. Breath of God filled my lungs, and the Holy Ghost awakened me. Yeah, the Holy Ghost awakened me. When I read the red,
the ground began to shake.
thank you for joining us for today's devotion. We are reading from the daily devotion titled Authentic by Sean Boonstra. For more information on this devotional, Sean Boonstra, or to hear any devotions you may have missed, visit our website at www.wyawradio.org. This program has been brought to you by WYAW 93.5 FM. Until tomorrow, may God bless you today.
One guarantee, this broken world will only leave me empty. But there's a life that healed my heart, and it holds firm when I'm falling apart. I will stand on the truth in the living word of God, 'cause every time it moves my soul and shapes my every thought. It's alive in me, the very breath I breathe. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. See now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use.
So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm sending confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful. I'm thankful.
Lights my